Tomorrow night we begin to say Slichos in the time period leading up to Rosh Hashanah, and of course, for the duration of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. When is the proper time to say Slichos? So in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, when they cite the minhag of saying Slichos, both mention that the minhag is to say Slichos b'Ashmores HaBoker. Ashmores HaBoker refers to the very end of the night before dawn, before Alos HaShachar, or the last 3 hours of that time period before Alos HaShachar. The Bach and the Mogen Avraham explain that during this time period, whatever exactly this means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is traveling through Olam Hazeh, and therefore it is an Eis Ratzon, it's a particularly auspicious time to daven, because hopefully our tefillos will be that much more likely to be accepted. So this is the ideal, to say Slichos b'Ashmores HaBoker before dawn. B'Zman Hazeh, many people find this very, very difficult, where you generally go to sleep much later and also wake up later than they did in previous generations. And just to give an example, according to our Luach here, today in Beit Shemesh, Alos HaShachar was at 5 o'clock. So to say Slichos at 4:30 a.m., many people find to be extremely, extremely difficult. So the next best option is to say Slichos at Chatzos HaLaila. We know that Chatzos HaLaila is also a Neis Ratzon. It's also an auspicious time. In fact, at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Minog of Tikkun Chatzos, which some people do at Ayom Hazeh, although it's not as common as it was at previous points in history. People wake up and or stay up and say special tefillos for Bein Beis HaMikdash, specifically at Chatzos HaLaila, because that is an Eis Ratzon. So that is the second to best option, and that is what we do here in the yeshiva. What if even that's difficult? And, you know, Chatzos HaLaila, today is approximately 12:45 in the morning, so 12:45 in the morning is also a very difficult time to say Slichos. So what else can one do? So many shuls have the practice of saying Slichos in the morning before Shachris. Let's say they daven Shachris at 7 a.m., so they'll start Slichos at 6:30. And even though that's after, say, after Alos HaShachar, it's after Netz HaChama, that is the time that they'll do Slichos. So this is certainly permissible. It's not a particularly great Eis Ratzon at that time, more so than the rest of the day, but it is permissible to say Slichos at that time. Certainly one who does so wakes up early in order to say Slichos, so hopefully his tefillah will be accepted, and he certainly is displaying his sense that of the gravity of this time period by waking up early and saying Slichos. Rav Avadya Yosef even writes in Yechaved Das, Aleph Mem Vav, that one can say Slichos even before Mincha, even though it's later in the day, although the most common practice is to say before Shachris. What if a community wants to say Slichos at night, but before Chatzos HaLaila? So Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe in Chelek Beis in Kufhei that this is certainly not ideal, but there may be room to justify it under extenuating circumstances. The poskim do write in Tavkuf Samechei, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis, that one does not say Slichos or the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim at night before Chatzos HaLaila, except for Yom Kippur. So Rav Moshe writes, this is not Medina de Gemara, and it's presumably not an Isser. It's not that it's Usser to say Slichos before Chatzos HaLaila. It's just not the right time for Slichos. So if a person says the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim after Chatzos HaLaila, so we have a Haftacha that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are very, very effective and will be answered positively. If one says it before Chatzos HaLaila, so then it doesn't have that same impact, but it can still work as Tefillah. So therefore he writes, if a community is in a situation where they will simply not be able to say Slichos unless they do it at that time, he allows the community to go in to say Slichos before Chatzos HaLaila at night as a under those circumstances, as a Harasha. He recommends, if they're going to do that, it would be best to say it after 1/3 of the night has passed, which is also a little bit of an Eis Ratzon. Rav Avadya Yosef there in Yechaved Das cites other poskim who are more Kabbalistically inclined, who claim that it is actually Aser to say Slichos and the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim at night before Chatzos, and it would even be better not to say it at all rather than to say it at that time. So to summarize, it's like this. The best thing is to say it Ashmores HaBoker before Alos HaShachar. If that's not possible, second best, Chatzos HaLaila. In the absence of that possibility, one can say during the daytime, ideally, preferably, before Shachris, to come early before Shachris and to say Slichos. Although one should note, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that if you're saying Slichos during the daytime, there are certain lines in the Slichos which refer to the fact that it's night. Look, we've woken up early while it's still nighttime and we're davening. So that would not be truthful to say if it's in fact daytime, and one should skip those lines of the Slichos. If that's not possible, so there are communities that do rely on Moshe Feinstein's psak to say Slichos at night, even before Chatzos HaLaila. So hopefully our tefillah should be accepted at all times, and certainly this time of year. Have a wonderful day.